This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul exhorted believers to walk worthy of our calling in Christ. Paul described this calling in the first three chapters, that we're saved by grace through faith. It's God's gift. And in view of this wonderful gift, we're to walk worthy of that great calling. He then tells us how to walk worthy. Paul explained it this way.
Therefore, I say this and testify in the Lord. You should no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thoughts. They are darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them and because of the hardness of their hearts.
This, of course, is walking in newness of life, but we're also to walk in love.
Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God.
To walk worthy, we're to walk in newness of life and to walk in love, but we're also to walk in the light. Again, Paul explains.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth, testing what is pleasing to the Lord.
Finally, Paul counseled us to walk worthy by walking wisely.
Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil.
So today, we've shared with you what Paul meant when he said we're to walk worthy of the calling that we have in Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org.